Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ramon Romero. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Nixon steals third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into left field. Carter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Rice scores. Armas moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Armas moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Boggs moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner scores. There goes Rice trying to get to third. Nixon throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Rice for the out. Armas moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon throws the ball into Bernazard, who tags Gutierrez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Rich Thompson now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Armas strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Rice moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. Gedman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bernazard out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gettman for the out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fishlin now playing shortstop. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Jim Rice. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckner moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Armas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Armas reaches third base with a triple. Buckner scores. Lyons scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Easler reaches second base with a double. Armas scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gettman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Gettman reaches second base with a double. Easler scores. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing left field. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Chris Bando. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Willard now catching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boggs moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 5 RBIs. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Boggs scores. Lyons moves to third. Armas moves to second. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Lyons scores. Armas scores. Easler moves to third. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 16-2, Red Sox. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 17-2, Red Sox. Jerry Reed now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Jurek pinch hits for Wade Boggs. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 17, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Jurek now playing third base. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Dave Sachs now playing left field. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 17, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards short. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs hits a line drive towards first. Tabler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 17, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Sullivan now catching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Castillo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 17, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.